Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. And hearing Jared speak reminds me of the dilemma we're facing here in Kent with our loss of our lone medical practice. This has become an issue around the area, and the one practice that we had will be closing as of May 9th and has caused quite a stir here. The practice is owned by Nuvance, and in talking to a spokesman from there, the issue is, well, several-fold. It is hard to recruit primary care doctors, and it's hard to recruit docs who want to work here in rural areas. So we'll be following that. There are going to be some discussions amongst some of the local people. The Chamber of Commerce is quite upset about it, and I think it's a trend that we're going to see more than just here in Kent.
Well, you know, I spoke with Dr. Herko, and the Foundation for Community Health is funding this look into the options and the needs for the community area with the Sharon Hospital. And they are going to release that report when they get it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, in Canaan, North Canaan now has the Charlotte Hungerford Hospital operating their practice there. You just can't leave a town the size of Kent, which is so far from New Milford, and really not that close to Sharon unless you go over that dirt road over Stiff Mountain. You can't leave a town with that many people really without a medical practice.
Well, it feeds into the whole issue of transportation as well. As you say, getting to New Milford or Sharon or Torrington or whatever, you know, our town, like so many others, is just, you know, we have a large senior population. Some people now just cannot get elsewhere without the help of another driver. No public transportation, as we know. So, the Community Health Foundation will be, I'd be anxious to see what they come up with. You know, the people talk about telehealth and that sort of thing, but even that is difficult for a lot of people, which feeds into the whole infrastructure and
broadband issue.
the broadband issue, which is being discussed, and the Sharon Board of Selectmen have added that to its capital plan to put in money to study broadband, which, I mean, everything ties into everything else here. It's just all bound together. Another interesting phenomenon, Marshall, is we're seeing in a couple of these towns is cog bashing. I don't know if you've seen that, but there have been several meetings in which people are attacking the Northwest Hills Council of Governments, which is the made up of 21 first selectmen of area towns, and you know, you as well as I know how long it's been going on. We've had Northwest COG, and then they merged with Litchfield Hills Council of Elected Officials to make it 21 town group. But it's been which started as a regional planning agency and now have become COGs. And they get together to voice their opinions, and they it's a one voice allowing them to discuss issues as well as have some clout in Hartford. And there's been several meetings which I've listened to, and I'm just surprised to hear the rancor about this group, and so are the first selectmen.
Yeah, it goes back. Just going to say this. If you've lived around here long enough, you know the independence of local towns. It's just, it goes from school districts, it goes to, you name it. And some things, old habits die hard. And you have to readjust and take a look at the future as it is right now. And the Council of Governments brings our voice to Hartford as one voice. And that's important when you include 21 towns.
Absolutely. So. And they've come up with, you know, they help with grants, and they've helped with, I think what stirred it is the affordable housing issue, and it's unfortunate because, you know, I have history as a first selectman here in Kent, and COG was extremely helpful, and the planning they help, the planners help, and the grants help, and it's just very interesting watching it. We were out at the Save the Planet vigil on Saturday, a good turnout on the green at the White Hart, and Maria Horn gave interesting updates on some of the bills that are coming through the about the environment, and it's important. This comes on the heels of the cleanups in a lot of the towns, and people are still littering and throwing trash out, and it's here again. It all connects with waste and things that deal with the environment.
We have a busy day today, actually.
And then today, looking ahead for the week, I have, the Falls Village Board of Finance will hear the Selectmen's budget tonight. I don't know what else you have for tonight.
We have Salisbury Board of Education is meeting tonight at 5:30. Salisbury Inland Wetlands meeting tonight at 6:30. Of course, the doubleheader, like we said, in Falls Village with the Board of Selectmen, and then the Board of Finance. It's all budget-related stuff, which we're used to right now. Also, Inland Wetlands and Candid meeting tonight. Zoning Board of Appeals meets in Cornwall tonight at 7
Everybody's
o'clock.
Everybody's out tonight, huh?
And I want to get this in real quick, that Hartford Healthcare is hosting that dedicated student vaccination clinic for Housatonic Valley Regional High School students at the Torrington Armory. Mm. That is tomorrow from 3 until 6 p.m.
Oh, very good. Good. Busy night. Wow. Yeah. Pick your choice of any town. You can go somewhere.
For the end of the month, it really is a very busy
night. It is busy. And then tomorrow, Sharon Board of Selectmen. Yeah. And on Wednesday, we have our delightful hearing. Well, I shouldn't say it's not the hearing. It's that now starts the deliberation on the Salisbury Holly Place project. So hopefully it won't be another 12 hours of meeting, but it's an important issue, and the commission will be starting to talk about it. Right. And Cornwall, by the way, did have its town budget hearing the other night. Very few questions asked, and they had a town meeting prior to it and approved a couple of items, selling a small piece of land and merging some funds. Busy times, and I'm sure there will be plenty coming up during the rest of the week.
All right, Ruth, have a good week, and we'll speak to you either during the week or next week.
Yeah, right. Very good, Marshall. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.